Eureka's support of new housing has been affirmed with the City Planning Commission's approval of a multifamily housing project whose neighbors object to it. At its July 9th meeting, the commission reversed a denial of the project by the city's design review committee. The committee had denied the project based on concerns over neighborhood compatibility. Centrally located at 1822 I Street near the Del Norte Street intersection, the project consists of 7 two-bedroom units in a two-story building. Assistant planner Henry Baker said the project's density, building height, and parking are all within the city's development standards for the neighborhood. But neighborhood residents told the commission they're concerned about the project's scale and its impacts on traffic and parking. Brad Kurse, a nearby resident, said the project's size is out of proportion with its surroundings.
Most of the buildings around here that are multi-family units, apartments and stuff like that, are duplexes and fourplexes. So this sevenplex is a step up in its size. I was thinking that an identical lot probably is the Squire project down at 10th and H. That's just such an eyesore. That would fit in perfectly with that. It's the same size. All those buildings down there are larger. Why isn't that being used instead of our area, which is already filled with traffic, filled with kids, and most of the buildings are just, like I said, the largest buildings that we have are duplexes and fourplexes. I understand the state has a mandate for increasing housing. I understand, but can't that be also taken care of by a duplex or a fourplex? A sevenplex with the bleed out of the cars is a nightmare.
Several other neighbors raised similar concerns with those living adjacent to the project site, saying they'll be particularly affected by the project size. But Colin Fisk of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities said infill development in areas that are developed and close to the downtown area is an alternative to expansion into forests, fields, and wetlands.
Our belief, as well as I think is consistent with the policies of the city and the state, is that we should be putting the new housing in those infill locations. This is a pretty good location. It's less than a mile from downtown. It has access to the existing public transit system in the city and the growing bike network in the city. It provides those transportation options. And really, as far as the scale of it, the fact is that it's consistent with the zoning code. We really don't have that many opportunities to provide new housing, and we shouldn't be unnecessarily scaling back units that are built in appropriate places that have those access to those amenities.
Fisk added that his group is, quote, deeply disappointed that the design review committee is continuing to put you in this position by denying these projects that are clearly consistent with objective standards. Commissioner Steve Lazar said the project replaces a former structure that was smaller, but it's in full compliance with the city's development standards for the neighborhood.
It's helpful just for folks, just to recognize the reality from a land use planning standpoint. When I bought my house in Eureka, over 15 years ago, I looked at the neighborhood in which it was located and said, oh, wow, it's multifamily, but it's all single family homes. So, okay, I guess that means that if there were vacant lots or something were to be removed, it could be redeveloped. So I think you have to understand that from a planning standpoint, this is the plan. And it's been the plan not for just a couple of years, but for quite a few years, I believe. And it's one thing to be planned for that, but the reality is most of this is built out. And a lot of it's built out with single family homes, but some of those homes were large enough that they've been converted to multifamily residences. I think we all have seen that. So in this case, there was a two-story or one-and-a-half-story Greek Revival house that burned down quite a few years ago. And now we're looking at a development that's quite a bit denser than what was there previously. But it's absolutely consistent with the plan for this area.
Commissioner Michael Kraft said he has deeply mixed feelings but doesn't see what he called a good legal foundation for doing anything other than reversing the design review committee's denial. With two members absent, the commission unanimously voted to reverse the denial and approve the project. The commission's decision can be challenged with an appeal to the city council. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.